Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the pre-opening commodity market report. Midwest hog markets today are expected to be steady to 50 cents per hundredweight lower as packers book hogs into slaughter schedules for early next week. Terminals are called steady to 50 cents lower in generally light volume tests. Tops are from $46.50 to $50. Peoria called 50 cents lower today, with a top price of $45.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, June 7th, negotiated swine purchases were 10,064. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $62.50 to $72. The weighted average, $69.81, a gain of 85 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.27 to $58.60. The weighted average, $54.11. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 9,770. The base price range was $60 to $75.75. The weighted average, $70.04, a gain of $2.28 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.25 to $59.25, and the weighted average was $55.33. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sulla. And Mike, there was plenty of rain across parts of the Corn Belt last night, but not here in our backyard.
Very disappointing rain totals across central Illinois, and some of the locations that picked up a trace or zero include Bloomington, Champaign, Decatur, Lawrenceville, Lincoln, Mattoon, Peoria. 12/100ths fell at Springfield, Cahokia, 1/100th. Now, the heaviest precipitation in Illinois was at Waukegan, or the heaviest I could find, at 1.42 inches. Rockford picked up 2/3 of an inch, but then in the Chicago area, zero for O'Hare, for Midway, for West Chicago, for Aurora and Wheeling. So many holes in the precipitation across Illinois. Indiana haven't received a lot of the reports yet, and there is still some rain, in fact, some heavy rain falling right now in southeastern Illinois and across in through southwestern Indiana. They just issued a severe thunderstorm watch for that stretch of road from extreme southeastern Illinois across southern and east central Indiana, also southwestern Ohio and western Kentucky. So it looks like the Ohio River Valley has a chance to see some significant precipitation today. They need it. East Central Illinois needs it. Our next best chance for rain doesn't show up on the forecast maps until next week. A storm system coming in off the Central Plains, it should start to bring some rain to Missouri by Missouri looking at rain as early as Monday, and then that starts to push in across western Illinois on Tuesday. Best chances for rain across central Illinois, east central Illinois, and west central Indiana doesn't show up on the map until Thursday. So hold out hope that we do pick up some rain with that system early next week, because if not, it could start to get a little bit iffy as far as moisture in the long-term forecast, although the 8 to 10, or the 6 to 10 day and the 8 to 14 day outlooks from the National Weather Service have both called for near normal precipitation across the area. And in fact, today's forecast is wetter for the Midwest and across most models, and the most models agree on that change. The European model, the wettest and probably too wet. There has been some delay in the arrival of the wettest conditions, with the period from late next week through the following weekend advertised as wettest in the eastern Midwest. The full week that lies ahead does show wetter conditions, leaving the opportunity for rain to be diminished again when the before the event arrives. And that's another reason they've not jumped on the European model's wetter bias. An increase in rainfall has been made in the forecast, but again, rain amounts are still not expected to be heavy. It does look like the Midwest and the northern plain states we'll have the best chances for rain as we get into next week. The Delta in the southeast, they look to be seeing more precipitation over the coming week. Yesterday, scattered showers brought rain to about 10% of the Delta, with the amounts up to 23 one-hundredths, mostly in southern Mississippi. Southeastern states had as much as a half inch, with portions of Alabama and Georgia being the wettest. High temperatures mostly in the 90s with some 80s in southern Virginia. There is a potent storm system that will bring timely rains to much of the Delta and to portions of the southeast today and through Saturday. Most significant rain expected to be in the northern Delta through Alabama, where crop conditions will be briefly improved. Little additional rain is expected beyond Sunday. However, a net drying will begin to occur next week. Crop stress will worsen in the southeast, and portions of the Delta will begin to see signs of stress on crops from the lack of moisture there. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 512, down a half, last trade down one. September, 523, unchanged, last trade up a quarter. July wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 524 and a quarter, down a quarter, last trade down three. September, 538 and three quarters, down two and a half, last trade down five and a quarter. December, 553 and a half, down three quarters, last trade down five and a half. July corn opened at 385 and a half, up three quarters, last trade down three and three quarters. December, 393 and a half, unchanged, last trade down three and three quarters. March, 403, down one, last trade down three and a quarter. July, 415 and a half, unchanged, last trade down four. July soybeans opened at 834 and a quarter, up two and a quarter, last trade down eight and a half. November, 864 and a half, unchanged, last trade down nine. March, 877 and a quarter, down one, last trade down seven and a quarter. July soybean meal opened at 226.80, up 60, last trade down 150. July soybean oil opened at 36.38, up two, last trade down 64. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
Overnight, we saw the value of Malaysian palm oil futures drop, well, almost 7%, 6.6 to be exact. We see crude oil prices off more than a dollar at the moment. We did get contract highs on the November beans overnight, but then those highs were not held, and we finished at the bottom of its range. It appears all signs are pointing to a lower opening today in the soybean pit.
I think everything's going to open lower today, Dave. Essentially, we've had a change in the weather forecast again overnight. Ridging that they're talking about being basically down the Mississippi River, with the west being wetter and the east being drier, is being pushed a little bit farther to the west, which is going to allow some of that moisture to come up from the Gulf and catch some of the drier areas here in Illinois and Indiana and Ohio. So can that change? Yeah, by noon we may have a different forecast. So, I mean, you know, we're at the mercy of the weather forecasters right now. It's going to be up and down. We're going to trade violently, I would have to say, on weather issues over the next 2 to 3 weeks until we get a really definitive idea of what kind of crop conditions we're really going to have out there. We've got some dry areas in Illinois. They're just dry right now, not droughty. A couple of weeks, that's going to change. So whole situation and all eyes, you know, on what Mother Nature wants to do to us right now.
So the opening calls then across the board, please.
I'd call corn and wheat down 2 to 4 and beans probably down 7 to 8. There again, a lot's going to be dependent upon who believes what weather forecast.
Turn your attention to Monday and the WASDE release. And you think anything in there is going to amount to anything?
You know, I think the condition report is probably going to mean more than the S&D. I don't think we'll see any huge changes in the S&D. You know, although the government's thrown us some curves this year in reporting and has been some surprises, but right now the trade doesn't see much out of the S&D. More lies in the condition report.
Certainly looking for a bigger carry out in the wheat, is that right?
That's correct.
And if that were not to come, would that result in a pop in the corn?
Well, yeah, any of the feed grains. I mean, if you have something happen to corn, it's going to drag wheat. If something happens to wheat, it's going to drag corn. And then as you move forward and these things move higher, obviously they'll drag beans along with them. Bean oil has been the big hitter and been propping bean prices up for, you know, last week or so. And that's all been related to the palm oil issues. So, there's a lot going on out there, and trying to keep track of it and make sense of it is going to be tough.
In about 30 seconds left, Tom, what do you make of for crop progress on Monday afternoon?
I think we're going to see a deterioration as far as crop conditions are concerned. I don't think maybe so much in soybeans, but I think in corn, probably in Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, just because of the lack of moisture.
Thank you much, Tom. You have a great day.
You too.
Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Someone from Strategic Farm Marketing joins us every Friday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.